Any more, Richie?
No. No, that's all, Jim. How much will it be?
Well, sounds like a neighborly notion, Richie, so I'll join the goodwill movement myself. I'll run this advertisement free of charge.
Look, Dad, look. It says right here in the paper, signed by Reverend Powell. 50 kids can go up to Vermont for nothing.
Up to Vermont? Well, now, I don't know, David.
Reverend Powell wouldn't have put it in the paper if it wasn't true.
Now, David, you're not going nowhere.
Oh, for cat's sake, Dad. Then I got a chance to get a vacation on a farm. What have you got against it?
White folks' farm, son.
Yeah, but...
No point in riding 300 miles to run up against discrimination.
Discrimination?
I wouldn't want you to go up there and get your feelings hurt, son.
Oh, Dad, those white folks wouldn't ask colored kids to come up to Vermont if they didn't want them. They're inviting us to come. Hazel Brown's going. Please, Dad, please let me go.
Got the chicken coop cleaned out yet, Father?
Not yet, Ma.
Taking you over long to get your work done tonight, ain't it?
Just so.
Something troubling you, John?
Oh, I'm a bit down the mouth, I guess. Mighty lonely on the farm with a boy working in the city.
Yes, it is.
Be kind of nice to have a kid running around the house again.
Always did regret that we didn't have two of them.
By gosh, let's do it, Ma.
Do what?
I'd like to have a girl. Yes, sir, I'd certainly like to have a girl.
John Parker, what are you talking about?
If you ain't the gall-durnest woman, Hannah. I don't mean what you're thinking. I had Richie Lowe's kids from Harlem in mind.
Colored children?
Why not, Ma?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it. Richie Lowe, in answer to your advertisement in the Johnson Observer and Sentinel, I'm writing to inform you that my husband and I would like one of those Negro children to stay at our farm. We would prefer a girl about 10 years old. I'm sure the child would have a pleasant time. Awaiting your reply, I am yours truly, Mrs. John Parker.
I'll get him, Ma.
Evening, John.
Why, Hank, come right in.
Howdy, Mrs. Parker.
Oh, hello, Hank. Draw up a chair and make yourself comfortable.
You don't mind if I do.
Everything all right at home, Hank?
Well, tell you the truth, that's what I come over here about, John. You got a good level head on your shoulders, and I like your advice.
Well, if it's anything I can help you with, Hank.
It's this here Vermont experiment. Richie Lowe's got my wife Laura all steamed up about it, and she's asking one of them colored children to come up and stay on the farm.
We're doing the same thing, Hank.
Is that right, Mrs. Parker?
That's right, Hank.
Well, might be all right for you, but I'm not sure it'll be a good thing for us.
Why not, Hank?
Well, in the first place, they're colored.
Can't see that it matters any more than if they were white.
Well, there's Frankie to consider, yeah. Frankie's mighty difficult at times, John. He mightn't get along with a colored boy.
I reckon boys are pretty much like men. They don't fall out among themselves unless they've got cause, or else other folks put them up to it.
Maybe so, John, but... Well, we don't know anything about these children, and...
Well, they don't know any more about us, Hank. And I say that if those children are willing to travel all the way up here to get acquainted, we ought to meet them halfway.
Well, all right, John, I'll let Laura do it, but I'm afraid there's going to be trouble when those kids get here.
This is the long-distance operator. Is Reverend Adam Clayton Powell, Jr. there?
Speaking.
One moment, please. I have a long-distance call from Johnson, Vermont. Here is your party.
Hello? Hello? Is that you, Reverend Powell?
Yes.
Oh, this is Richie Lowe.
I recognized your voice. Anything wrong, Reverend?
Well, I just received two last-minute requests for a boy and a girl. Could you find two youngsters at this late date, Reverend?
Well, I think so. Yes, yes. I got a very nice boy and a very nice girl in mind. I'll have them on the train when it leaves tomorrow morning.
David, look.
What?
Look out of the window. Did you ever think there were so many cows in the world?
Ah, Hazel, I thought you were going to show me something important. I'm waiting to see one of those great big bulls.
Stuff is Burlington! Stuff is Burlington!
Say, this is where we get off. Those white folks are waiting to meet us at the station.
I guess they are. Help me with my suitcase, David.
Okay. Come on, Hazel. Watch your step going down.
Say, Hannah, look at that little girl with the long pigtails. Isn't she a sweet-looking child?
She certainly is.
I hope she's coming to us. And there's one sure way to find out. I'm going over to ask her. Morning, child. What's your name?
I'm Hazel Brown, and I'm supposed to meet Mr. and Mrs. Parker.
Well, if that isn't a coincidence, I'm Mr. Parker, and I'm downright glad to meet you.
I'm very glad.
How old is your boy, Mr. Hawkins?
Yeah, he'll be 11 at the end of the month.
I'm going to be 11 next week.
Why, you're both the same age. Isn't that grand, Hank?
Yeah, it sure is, Laura.
I hope he likes me.
Oh, I'm sure he will. And I know you'll like Frank.
Now, let's start moving along here.
Come on.
Be seeing you, John.
So long, Hank. Remember what I told you.
This is David.
Hello, Frankie.
Hello. Now can I go, Ma? I want
to... Now, Frankie, I thought you promised to be nice when David came.
Oh, but, Ma...
Now, that's enough. Suppose you show David around the farm.
Okay. Come on, David. This is the front door. When we ain't got company, we use the back. What do you want to see first?
I'd like to see the bull. Have you got one?
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shucks. You can see the bull anytime. I got a pet frog.
A real live one?
Yep. He gave me this wart on my hand.
Say, look. I got a wart, too. See it?
Yeah. Well, what do you know? Both of us got warts.
She sounds like she's in pain.
She just wants to get rid of her milk. Now, watch how I do it. Pull down slow, like this, and the milk goes right into the bucket. See?
Gosh!
Morning, boys. Bright and early this morning, I see.
Dave got up same time I did, Pa.
Yeah, get a good first night's sleep, David?
Slept fine, Mr. Hawkins.
Good, glad to hear it. Yeah, what's the program for today, Frankie?
Well, after I get finished with my chores, we're going swimming.
Swimming, huh? Good idea. Yes, sir, if I was 20 years younger, I'd go with you.
Why don't you, Pa?
Because I ain't 20 years younger, son. Charge, I gotta trim the cabbages. Yeah, you two run along swimming. I'll finish the chores.
David, the swimming hole is right around the bend in the road.
Is it a big place, Frankie?
Pretty big.
Frankie, I guess other kids will be there, huh?
Oh, sure. Plenty of them.
Well, maybe we can swim somewhere off by ourselves.
What for?
The other kids might want to swim with me.
Why not?
Because I'm colored.
Oh, go on. That don't make any difference.
It does back in New York, it does.
Honest?
Sure.
You mean colored kids don't swim with white kids in New York?
Well, sometimes we do, but mostly we don't. Jiminy, look, Hazel. Maple sugar candy. Ain't that some present?
I'll say. And look what I got. This white bunny.
Don't call it a bunny. That's a rabbit.
Oh, he's so cute, David.
Quiet, folks, quiet. Richie Lowe wants to say a few words to us. Quiet, folks. Give Richie your attention, please.
Well, folks, I don't intend to deliver any sermon. We've all had a good time tonight. I certainly don't want to spoil it at the very end with a speech.
Yes, be careful, Richie. Be careful.
Shut your
mouth. All right. However, since our guests are leaving us day after tomorrow, I do feel that a few words are in order. You know, I asked for 50 Johnson people to join the Vermont experiment. Well, I got 79.
Wonderful.
Yes, and for 2 weeks, 79 children from Harlem have been guests in our homes. Together, I think that we've built a real friendship and understanding. Well, as I said, the children are leaving day after tomorrow. This is our last meeting all together. So suppose we end our party on a fitting note. Let's all sing Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang
you with that washing, Mrs. Parker?
Oh, land sakes, no, child.
Why, those are my dresses you're washing.
You got all of them, I hope.
Oh, you didn't have to do that, Mrs. Parker.
A body don't ever have to do anything, child. I do it because I want to. You children will be going home tomorrow, and I want these clothes to be neat and clean as the clothes you come up here in.
Frankie. You won't forget me, will you?
Not on your life.
Maybe we can see each other again sometime. Maybe. Say, maybe I could go down to New York and stay with you in Harlem.
Gosh, could you do it?
Could I, Pop?
I don't see why not. Tell you what I'll do, son. I'll write a letter to David's father. Maybe he and I can work it out next summer.
All aboard!
Goodbye, Mrs.
Park.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Hazel. And take good care of yourself, child.
All aboard! Trains pull the ice!
Special feature to the newspaper Afro-American. Dateline, Burlington, Vermont. Today, 79 children, their arms filled with gifts, piled into a special coach to return to Harlem. The gifts range from rabbits and raspberry jam to maple sugar and antique china. These were farewell gifts from their new white friends.
Next up, Burlington, Vermont.
Editorial in the Burlington Daily News. Harlem children return to New York City. Vermont experiment in racial understanding proves Christianity can work.
Next up, Ball Bunny.
You reporters ask me why I did it. Well, I'm a minister, and I believe that goodwill has got to be more than talk. I have preached that all men are made of one blood. But this time I was determined to prove that my beliefs would work. Everybody loves children. Well, my parishioners had no conception of the limitations under which colored people live. My parishioners learned a great deal from those children, and I hope that those children learn something from us.
This stop is 125th Street, New York City.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Canada Lee. We've been very happy to bring you the story of the Vermont experiment because we regard it as a significant development in the progress of good race relations in this country. It evoked many letters last summer when news of the event appeared in the press. A few letters, and they came from the South, were disparaging. But the overwhelming majority of the writers hailed the Vermont experiment as a straw in the wind. A milestone on the road to the new world a-coming.
You've been listening to New World a-coming, written today by Michael Sklar. The program was produced and directed by Mitchell Grayson. Music by James Lozito was directed by Jerry Sears. The theme song was composed by Duke Ellington. Starring Canada Lee, members of the cast today included Loreen Scott as Mrs. Parker, Danny Whitaker as David, Ronnie Liss as Frankie, Humphrey Davis as Hawkins, Joyce Michael as Hazel, Richard Coogan as Richie, Paula Bowersmith as Mrs. Lowe, and Fred O'Neill as David's father. Next week, New World A-Coming will present the story of the Negro's contribution to contemporary music. You may obtain tickets for the broadcast by addressing your request to radio station WMCA, New York, 19, New York. This was a public service broadcast of station WMCA. This is America's leading independent station.